Parshas Behar, besides the dinim of Avodim, the dinim of Shmit and Yevul, there's another halacha here that's a sheirish for a lot of other halachas and a lot of a deeper inyan, and that's the Issa Vaynah. It says, V'chisimku memkel amisecho, ikonim ad amisecho, al toinu isha sochim. That let's say a person buys or sells something, he has to be careful from a noas moment. That so the Pashta Havon is, it's a sif of gzela. It's a noah is a type of gzela of sorts, and maybe that's where the Israel noah is. Them is if you take a look in Chazal, there's a much deeper inyan that hide that within a noah, and we're going to ask ourselves, what's the opposite of Einoah? In other words, if Einoah is the Iser, versus Achzorius, versus Chesed, what's the opposite of Einoah? So the Gemara in Talmud says, Gemara in Talmud Chav Ches, Eizeo derech yishor sheyivalei ha'adam. What's a derech yishor that a person should be bearer for himself? So it says, Yachzik be'emuni yisera, that a person should be shenema, it says einai b'nei money oretz l'sheves imadi. So the derech yishara that a person should have is emuni yisera. Not clear the pasuk chor means the words emuna means believing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the pasuk is nei money oretz. So Rashi says yiso v'yiteinim b'nei adam b'emuna v'lo yoyne es habriyas. That's the lashon of that's the inyan of emuni yisera. So l'chura, so Rashi is learning that emuni yisera is not doing oinah, and the word emuna is trustworthiness, not him believing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather him being trustworthy to something to somebody else, and it does fit into the pasuk of nemani aretz. But the problem is, I mean, it's mashmetz an hoga toiv, ezeder yishor shiv la'odom, a person should not be ma'anes abriyos. What's the pshat, a person shouldn't be ma'anes abriyos? You're talking about a lav deraisa. Where's the lefnim eshor sadin over here? It's a gomer. It's not a derech shiv la'odom, emuni yisera. Emuni yisera is that you shouldn't be fool people. So it's very, very hard to understand what that means. So obviously, but the one thing that we do learn over here, the one thing that I think is the important nekuda is that the opposite of einah is emuna. The zelu maseh of einah is emuna. The words are close enough, and we would understand, I mean, gezel, the opposite of gezel would be yashrus, Nedivus maybe as an extreme, but emuna, I mean, yes, it's faithfulness, but what's the where's the nekuda and bal korcha that when Rashi explains that it means a person shouldn't be me'aneh, and that's the pshat the derech yishor shel adam of emuna. So we're talking about a darga. In other words, the darga of emuna builds itself on the lack of einah. That's something that's a nekuda we'd like to explain. The Gemara also says, the Gemara Babasa says that mutan are barayas v'ruban b'gzela, because nefesh adam macham dosan. So obviously the shaila over here is it's hard to say everybody's nichshol in real gzela. I mean, just like in Lashon Hara, we talk about avak Lashon Hara and so on. So the Rashbam Babasa Skufam Chay says that din gezel shemoyrin le teira. La'akiv ish mi revach haroy l'chaveri. that the Gezel we're talking about over there is that a person should, it does not allow the other person to get a profit that he ought to get. In other words, a person comes to do work for him, he bogs him down, or bekitzas, even if he pays the person for the material, for the work, but if he's ma'akiv the revach the other person ought to get, that's called a mutim gzela. And that's already harder to understand where's that gzela. I guess it does fall along the lines of a nos somewhere. You obviously promised him something, and therefore he should be getting it. But what exactly, besides the fact that it's easy for President Meir Atera saying, listen, I mean, he got his investment anyway, and if I promised him 10%, or 5% is way more than the market has been giving, so I gave him 5%, and I figure, listen, he made enough money, doesn't need the other 5%. So there's more of a Meir Atera for a person. That's true. But if we're talking about a certain nekuda, that there's a new type of gezel, which is ma'akev, is the revach, that's roi l'chaveroi, we have to understand what that nekuda is. The Chazal say that one of the first inyan that a person is nenash for, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, is we ask him, the first thing in din, we ask him is nasasav, nasatav, nasatav be'emunah. Did you do business by Muna? Taisus asks that it says Tchilas Dina Sodoms on Bittul Torah. So Taisus says that in Achinami, the first question we ask him is Nasasa Nasata by Muna, but the Tchilas Dina Sodom is on Bittul Torah, which is not easy to understand. First of all, which is, If Nasasa of Nasata Bemuna is a more important question, a more important avera, shouldn't the punishment be for that first as well? But they should go together. But more important, Talmud Torah I can understand as a klolistic inyan. For instance, if I sit down and ask a person, why didn't you take a lul of an asterisk? So the first thing I ask him is, first of all, did you know the din? Did you know the chiyuv? Then I can ask him, were you lazy, or were you cheap to spend the money? But logically, Talmud Torah is connected kulam. Talmud Torah is kol all of them. G'dayla, Talmud Shemeveh Deimaisa. There are reasons why, logically, Talmud Torah is the first step for the din. Nasasa v'nasata be'emuna, it's common, but it's certainly not a logical place to start a din Torah with. Akash Baruch is being done, the person is coming up in Shemayim, so we'll assume that the structure starts either with the biggest Isurim or with the first dinim that he encounters, or structurally Talmud Torah is the first one, and Muna would be the first one, Yer Shemayim. I mean, the Rambam, Kefir Rambam Seder is not a bad Seder, and yet Nasas of Nasata B'Muna is the first thing that we question him on. Bal Korchach, even though Nasat of Nasasa Bemuna is a halacha, a seif of Hilchos Gzela, it has in itself an element in that goes beyond just a simple Gzel de Gedin. Let's take a look. There's a medrash in Tanchuma in Vayeshev that he speaks about the mile of Ne'emonim. So we said that there's a maila called ne'emon, trustworthiness, and this is the opposite of aynah. It's obviously shayach to dinei mamonis, but it goes beyond that. In adena rabbeinu godlo shebne'emonim ezehu. What is a very big ne'emon? So Chazal say three ne'emonim. One is a balabayis that is mafish ma'isa and is not nechshal chumas ma'isus. A ne'emon godel mizeh. That's a tremendous ne'emon. Secondly, somebody that, an oni, that you can leave a pikadon by him, that's a tremendous ne'emon. So those two are very simple cases of ne'emonis. You take maises, nobody sees, nobody bothers you, nobody asks, and you separate the amount of maises supposed to, that means the person is trustworthy. An oni that you mafli pikadon by etzloi, and you can trust them on the Pikadon, that's a Neman. So those two are in Yanim that we understand. V'ravak hador b'kfar b'shchunas zaynis v'ein choyte ein Neman gadol mizeh. A single person who lives in a place with a lot of zaynis, that's all, and is not even avera, that is called a Neman. Ein ata moitze Neman gadol mi Yosef that lived in Mitzrayim, and it, say, were full of arayas, were in Yudzayin Shana, v'lenechshal arayas b'yoyse, that his b'yoyse is she used to be mishtal b'dvarim, and so on and so forth. The whole chazal, and this is the epitome of nemanis. Very hard to understand where nemanis comes in over here. If so, then nemanis stretches around the whole. Around the whole gamut of Averis. I mean, you're telling me that any time a person is tempted by big Yetzirah and he doesn't do, that's called a Neman? Why? So then the word Neman basically just means Tzaddik. Substitute the word Tzaddik for the word Neman and say, what are the biggest Tzaddikim? Here are three Tzaddikim. But what's the word Nemanis? Nemanis has a specific meaning. So the first two meanings are Moministic and Yanim, where a person is trusted with mammonis, even though he's got no oversight and so on. That's a very good hagdor of Neman. Once you tell me that Yosef HaTzadik, Neman that controls the Yitzhahara, so the word doesn't, that's called a Neman, so in the Dava Seif, what are you defining Neman as? So let's understand that. And obviously the fact that Neman is that the word Neman, it concurs with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word of Emunah, is something that is very, very significant here. Let's take a look at, there's a Rashi here and a Maral in, it's a Va'era. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, who is very upset, Va'era l'Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'Kel Shakai v'Shmei Hashem l'Nedati, and Rashi says, "Vaydaber l'kim al Moshe, vayim lo vani Hashem." So Rashi says, "Neman l'sham sochatel v'alchon l'fonai," like it says, "Ani Hashem." Every place it says, "Ani Hashem," Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Neman. So the Maral says, the reason why "Ani Hashem" Neman b'achdechasi is because the Shem Hashem of the Kriya and the Ksiva, in other words, Yudke Vavke, which is 26, and Adnus, which is 55, together is Begematria Omein, which is 91. That's why Ani Hashem Nevav Techasi, because the Kriya and the Ksiva Kadosh Baruch Hu is Begematria Omein. Mipnei Shu Nemon Lekayim Es Tvorov Ula Amin Es Tvorov. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Neman Tekaisor. Very nice. I mean, it is, the Gematria works, it does it up. But what does it mean? Ani Hashem Nevav Techasi, because the Kri and the Ksiv of the Shem HaVayeh together add up to the Gematria Omei. I mean, it's besides just a remez that the Inyan of Omei is important, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Neman is important, but obviously, the side is Toman in the fact that the Kri and the Ksiva together adds up to Ami. V'yesh Mefarsh, that's one Pshat Maral. V'yesh Mefarsh, by the way, it doesn't not clear who this Mefarsh is. V'yesh Mefarsh, ki b'zeh Hashem yesh b'hoya hoi v'v'yiyah. V'akoyl b'shem zeh loyma ka b'yosi b'chol azmanim shem ova hoi v'v'osid v'echva lo yishtan adaitim. That by HaKadosh Baruch Hu there is no chlif azmanim, and therefore, lefikoch neman b'avtachosel l'shalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is neman in his avtachot v'mishalim. V'yesh b'ze oido v'nifla chachomim, there's something else here, ki zeh shemoyer al tashon aschad shal yishoy lebriel, it's a bird osho shom. Everything in the bria gets paid from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki zeh Hashem agodlo Hashem emes, kersiv Hashem akim emes. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, since the word Havaya, the Shem Havaya is Meir on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes, v'shvulkach Meir al mitosoi, ulefikoch mimenu hahis amtus. all emissin come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Hashem himself is emiss. So the third and most extraordinary pshat, the deepest pshat that he has here is that since the Shem Havaya, Ani Hashem is Moyon, Amitus Hashem is Barach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, that's the Shem HaMiuchad, so B'meila, all Emeson, all his Amtus, come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays Char. So he doesn't really say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his word. That would be a halbatzar to understand. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his word, and that's why if he's emes, he keeps his words and so on. It says the etzim fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meshalim schar, that is a result of his being emes. And it's hard to understand what's the kesha. Mele, if there's a haftocha, ani Hashem nemelekai my haftocha, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll get schar for mitzvahs. If we're talking about the kiyum of the haftochas, fine, that we understand. But the morale seems to be going much deeper than that. The morale says the etzem fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meshalim schar, and HaKadosh ein ad shelo yish kizeh Hashem meir al tashem aschar. There's nothing that a burial leaves over by a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's not paid. So even the Moshe the dog, it says Lechatz Kelav Soina got paid. Even though he didn't promise anything. So the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the schar to the Briyas is something which is the atzmius of the emes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the nekuda that we have to understand. So let's try to the head a little bit. So the morale is telling us that the name most closest to Shem Havaya, the description is Neman or Emes, and Omen is the Gematria, the Kriya, and the Ksiv, and it relates to, and because the Shem Havaya relates to Etzem Atzmus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays the schar kovari and so on. Let's try to understand it a little bit, what the meaning is. When we speak of emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the relationship for us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the primary relationship is emuna. The emuna is a result of ne'emonis. In other words, I can be asked to trust a person who is trustworthy. I cannot be asked to trust a person who is not trustworthy. Emunah is a direct function of Nemonis. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Nemon, it should have to be Maimon boy. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Sholom would not be considered a Nemon, it's not should have to be Maimon. So the yisoid of our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes along the line of Nemonis Emuna. We understand that what's the pshat? We can't trust a person. A person is not a Nemon. So either a person is deliberately lying, is cheating. A person tells us he'll do X for us and he doesn't do X for us. So we take it as a particular point of lie. Just like a person stole. A person steals from me. So that's a point. The person who promised me and doesn't fulfill his promise is similar to Ganav. It's nekudati. It's dealing with a specific point. The truth is, it's a lot deeper than that. The tchuna of emuna, in its sheirish, is there are things in the bria that are not solid. Lomosha, Vahoya Yadav Emunois at Boike. The Vahi Yadav Emunois at Boike. There are things that have an existence that's temporary. That's one type of existence in the Bria. It's an ephemeral type of existence. And then there are things that have a very strong existence and they last a very long time. The stronger somebody's existence is, for instance, a person doesn't like, one of the ways we don't trust something is, let's say a new company comes and they're building things or they're selling things. I say to myself, you know, today they're here, tomorrow they're gone. I'm sure if they're around, they'll keep their warranty, but I don't know if they'll be around tomorrow. The lack of their mitzias gives it a lack of nemanis. If a person if a person is muhsik to be a neman, if a person knows that his signature carries a lot of weight, and he signs that a certain business is good, is solid, the person's mitzias, his signature is very much part of his mitzias. And knowing that if he puts a seal of approval on something, he's putting his whole mitzias online with this company that he's approving of. So the person himself has different layers of existence. There's a person, there's his diburim, there's his maisim, and so on. And the question is, how far does his mitzias stretch? A neman, if a person says something and he's moiser nefesh to keep what he promised he would do, so there the pshat is, the person identifies his diburim with his mitzias. His diburim rests squarely on his mitzias. So just like if I build a building and the building rests on nothing, so the building can collapse very easily. If it rests on one pillar or two pillars or five pillars, it has that strength. If it rests on a rock, the whole thing stands on a rock, it has a very strong existence. Depending on how much of my mitzias permeates my diburim and my maisim, that's how strong of an emunis those things will be. So, lemashal, if a person, Moshe Rabbeinu's kept his hands up all day, his hands rested on his mitzias. And because if a person puts his whole heart to something, in other words, until my hands won't go down until I collapse. There's not going to be mitzvah. Let's take an example. A person is holding up his hands, holding something heavy. So let's say he says to himself, somebody just asked him to hold a suitcase. It's important for me, hold a suitcase up. So if I get tired enough, I'm not going to wait until I collapse. If my hands hurt me enough, I'm going to say, look, listen, maybe it's important for him. I'm not going to kill myself for his suitcase, and I'll put it down. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not good. If I'm carrying a suitcase of my own, and there's valuables there, I know it's very fragile, if I put it down, it might break. I'm going to hold it for a lot longer, but I'm also not going to collapse. Let's say I'm holding a child of mine who's sick, and he must get immediate medical attention, and if I put him down a minute, chas v'shalom, who knows what. So until I collapse, my hands are not going to go down, because my hands carry the full weight of my body. And just like the whole with me'oidi, I'm determined to do this. My hands are not, there's not going to be a discrepancy between my hands and myself. That's the get of Yadavu Munais. The hands of a person are as strong as the person is, because he's put his entire weight under those hands. That's the mid of emuna. So by a bus of a dom, because the person's own mitzias, we don't know what it means, a mitzias that's rock solid. Our own mitzias comes, goes, and so on. So the maisim we do have even less of a quality like that. And b'meila, we don't have any, the things we do are not really, really eternal, because we're not eternal, so the things we do are even less. And the things we promise or the things we say are even less than that, because the dibur is only a shadow of my whole mitzias. My whole mitzias to start with is not really eternal. And my diburim, so that's, so the midah So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intrinsic midah, like the Maral says, we'll take his middle pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intrinsic midah is emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Havaya. And b'meila, everything that he does is permitted with his emes. And that's where that is the midah of nemanis. A little stronger. And this is the awesome how much there's gonus in Divrei Chachamim. The Kriya and the Ksiva are always disparate entities for us. Diburim are Diburim Ba'alma. When a person signs, then it takes on a Chshivas. A Shtar is a very, very strong document. You're not choshed that a person is Mizayat for Shtar, because a Shtar is very choshev. A person can say things that are yes or not so emes, but a Shtar, we say, is Midaraisa Shtar is like Mikuyim, because we say that a person is not Mizayat Shtar. Things that are B'ksiva have a very strong Mitzias. Things that are B'dibur have less than a strong Mitzias. You know, when Yirmiyahu was told to write things down, things that are written in a sefer are oimed yomim rabbi. That's the mitzvahs. They have a certain key into themselves. And when a shtar is not good, and we make a shtar into a shtar the way it should be, it's called a kiyum shtaris. That anything that has kiyum is that's ksiva. Dibur is less than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ksiva and dibur adds up to emunah. In other words, the fact that the way you say Havaya and the way Havaya is written is together, the fact that they add up together to one unit, that's called emunah. That's called ame. And b'meila, the nekuda in HaKadosh Baruch Hu of immutability on any level, that's called emunah. And it's the sum of his dibur and his ksiva together, that's called emunah. The yachas of the two together, the kesha between the two together, that's called the midah of oimen or emunah amen. That's the pshat in Chazal. It says the Gemara Shabbos that oimen amen is bigger than the mevarech. It's very, very hard to understand that. I mean, if omen is just a nod to say, okay, yeah, I guess so, I agree, then what's the? I mean, how could that be bigger than the mevarech, the guy who says it full length, Bayer Priya Eitz, and he guy said, omen, how could that be? The Teretz is, it's omen is not just yes, you know, I agree with that. When you confirm something, you're saying it's a real mitzias. Just like when you seal something, just like when you put a kiyum on shtaris, you're making it into a firm and permanent fixture of the bria. When you sign and seal a bracha, you're saying it's not just you happen to be eating an apple. The mevarech happened to be eating an apple. He's nene, and it evokes a response. Wow, it's great. Just like the mussel, let's say I meet somebody the first time, and the person is, somebody introduces me to Ruve, and Ruve makes a very nice impression on me. And I go to somebody, and I go to a person that introduces me, and say, I want to thank you for introducing me to Ruve. Ruve is such a gewaldic person, a finer person. The person says, you are right, you are so right. What he said is a lot stronger than what I said. I gave over an impression of a moment. His spilus of meeting somebody. He confirmed it. He said, yes, this is not just, everybody's made it that the Roshim I had that moment was great. But to take that out of the transitory and a product of the moment and to make it something permanent, that's called Ame. And when you answer Ame, the person was a nana, he's a nana, so he's in the spoil and says, Yabayin Shalom, Bayer Priya Eitz. The person standing outside is not a nene, but he says, Amen. He says, yes, that is the reality in the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bayer Priyates, that carries in itself, that's like a key to shtaris. That's what the Amen is over there. So the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a neman, which in turn is the basis for my emunah. Emunah is based on the fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a neman. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so, it'll be like that. Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his word, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word is, and there is nothing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias that's empty. Is because it's something that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a neman, and anything, and there are no, there is nothing that's not rock solid in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias, and his diburim are part of that mitzias. That's what the Maral says. So the first part is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kriya and ksiva together add up to amen. HaKadosh Baruch, the other pshat that he says, that's the first answer. So Mela, the opposite of Aino is Emunah. When it says, Chazal says, what's the derech that a person should be mevarer, is Emunah Yisera, that he shouldn't be me'anis somebody else. So we're talking about, obviously, not with as a iser. We're talking about something where I'm misleading a person in a way that's not usr, but as a derech of a mahalach that goes to the heart of something, is the oinoa means I represent things not the way they are. That's the opposite of nemanis. Nemanis is there is nothing in my dibur that in any way is distinct from the emes, and b'meila, including when I represent something, the is not the money that I took from somebody. You know, in noa pas mishtus is muta, I can keep it because it's part of the market price. But when you're talking about the mida of nemanis, oinoa is you stop being a neman with oinoa, and b'meila that's where. So even if it's within the getter that halacha is muta, but that's off. Let's go to the second akuda of Nemanis, the other pshat in the Maral. The Maral says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays the schar of everything in the Bria. That's his Nemanis. We said that it's not the pshat that he keeps his words where he said he will. I mean, by the Kelev, there wasn't a mitzvah and a kiyum. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it will happen, but there was... And that's the oimik that the Maral means, that everything around him be emes also. In other words, a person that was torach v'yageah for something, and he deserves it, then if he doesn't have it, that's a sheker in his mitzias. Just like if a person were to eat a pound worth of something, we expect the scale to go up a pound. Person ate a pound, it should add up. If it doesn't add up, there's something wrong over here. If a person is not, if the person's mitzias doesn't reflect the emes of Torah, then Torah is not emes. Notice, if the schar of Torah depends on a whim, on a decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pay for it, lemashal, if I tell somebody if you'll work for me for an hour, I'll pay you $10. So the pshat is like this: the work be'etzem doesn't produce the schar. It's a consensus. It's an agreement that I'll give you the schar. So that schar is not emes. But if I tell a person, if you'll train X amount of running, you'll be able to run X amount, or you'll have X amount of breathing capacity, then I'm not telling him a schar that's incidental to what he does. I'm telling him for something that's intrinsic. If you do this, this is what you'll be. So b'meila, it's not possible the person should run X amount and not develop X amount of stamina, whatever it is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisim Tovim in the Bria, it's not a game. It's not incidental things that a person will do things. And listen, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes it, he'll throw you some schar. Schar, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias is Emes, Hashem Elokim is Emes, so everything you build in the Bria, everything you do good, is sitting on solid rock. Mitzvahs and Ma'asim Tovim are not just a system. There is no such thing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu said is Toiv means because it's Be'etzem, an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. And to do it and not to have Schar on it means that there are empty things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'd like the Klavim to keep quiet, but that's not a Be'etzem the Ketoiv thing. It happens if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. It's possible to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not give you Schar. If that was possible, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has empty words, Chas V'Shalom. Then it's just a Ratzon, a passing Ratzon. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Lo Yechratz, the Kelavos L'Shoinai, is the Toiv of the Leil Pesach, then anything that falls in line with Lo Yechratz gains by it. Because that's the Metzias of the Bria. There is no discrepancy between the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Metzias of Toiv and the Metzias of the Bria. That's the pshat in the Nanshchal Schar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ani Hashem, Am Neman, Schar lies not in the outside. It's not a haftacha. It lies in the very emes of Ani Hashem. That's the Nekudi said over there. We asked in the Medrash, in the Chazal, that where's the Nemanis in Arayas? It says there's the first two examples, a person gives maisvis and a person is a mamanis and so on. That we see is a midah of nemanis. We're in Arayas. So I think that the Goshes Halosh in Chazal is Ravok. He says somebody who's not married yet, somebody who's single. So the Pashta Pshat is that it's a big Eitzahara. If a person was never Maspia, is Eitzahara. If a person was not Pas Pesalo, it could be there's another Knech there. It says that a Yoina is Nemant has been Zugar. Klal Yisrael is called a Yoina because the Nemant HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Yoina has eyes only for Zben Zugoy, the same thing as the only Balchai that there's an element of Nemanis and so on. The Arayas is built on the Kesha and on Nemanis, even though a person technically can marry many women, but Araya Zainis is somebody who's Zaina means to stray off from the Kishrei Kedushin. The Olam of Zivug and Nesuin was meant to be where a person becomes a Neman, and like it says by Yoina, that's called Nemanis, that they have eyes only for the Benzug. In Arayas there's also, and there's a double, Bemis, by Yosef Atzadik, when Yosef told her why he doesn't want to do the Avera, he didn't say because it's a terrible Avera of Arayas. Of Cezli Sinach. He said, because he trusted me. The Balabayas trusted me, and how could I betray his trust? Everything in the house, he gave me the keys to everything, and B'meila, how could I betray his trust? The Moshel Chazal doesn't stem that well with that nature. But that's also, so one thing is possible, Yosef Atzadik's own, his trustworthiness was the Metzias. If he's Yad Evet Ki Yad Raboi, then he should be Neman to it completely, and there shouldn't be anything he does that wouldn't be the Ratzon of his Adam. Or you could say in general that Arayas is a Metzias that is Arayas a Metzias that it comes the mucker for the Yisurei Arayas, or for Pritzus Barayas would be the right word for it, comes from the Emunah, from the Eina Yoina, that she just has an eye for Ben Zuga and so on. So we're saying here that the Yisoid Abriya, the first Dina, Tchilas Dina Shel Adam, is Nasasav Nasate Be'emuna, because Nasasav Nasate Be'emuna is very much a reflection of the Koyach of Emuna. Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the person who's lokui in their monis, it's very hard to have emuna. Emuna is something which is shayach only for a person who is a neman. If a person doesn't know what it means to have a solid mitzias, if a person doesn't know what it means that everything he does is his whole mitzias, then emuna is also lokui. Just like a person who is a cheater himself doesn't trust other people because he doesn't think there's such a midah of nemanis. Emuna is also based that, in the deepest sense, emuna is built on the fact there are no things up in the air. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say things. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not just mitzava on things. Everything is built rock solid from bottom up. That's the koyach of emuna, that's the koyach of nemanis. Linyaneinu, it's obvious, besides the fact that it's very, very relevant, obviously everything a person does, when we say a person is reliable, when we say a person is, for us, if we ask us, what's a better midah tova? Somebody does lefnim mishuras hadin, or somebody who does din, or is always reliable? A person that's 100% reliable that what he says he does, or a person is reliable 85%, but another 50% he does lefnim mishuras hadin. So we would jump at lefnim mishuras hadin. The Maral says, it says in the Inyanim, that a person who's loymit Torah lishma, he's nikra, he's a chassid, and the yasher, and the four things there, one of them is neman. So Maral says, the other three titles are nice things. They're midas. Neman is the etzem mitzias. And that is the mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, and the mitzias of Adam, who is about Maila, that's the ultimate mitzias. The fact that there are no loose words, intentions, promises, relationship with that person. Every part of it, every single part of himself is a kulei mitzias. That's the one of the things that we, the way in which we sort of get a sense of gedolei rishonim, is in the fact that every single letter of Rashi is 100% Rashi. Every single letter of Rambam is 100% Rambam. There is no extra word. There's no extra airspace. It's the mitzias of the Rambam is in every single letter of a Sefer. Mitzias of Rashi in every single letter of Sefer. In as much as a person learns, it includes the whole gamut of things that are not, a person pretends to be something. A person, says things that are a little bit mugzim. Anything that a person does that's not solid, that's not emes, is lacking in emunis. And emunis is, in a sense, the deepest midah that the bria is built on. There's a medrash. It says hakela neman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a neman. A person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Kael Neman. How do we declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nemanis? So Chazal bring Maisa with Reb Shimon ben Shotach. It says Reb Shimon ben Shotach bought a chamor from Yishmaeli and he found a diamond. So he wanted to give it back. So Salmidim said, Birchas Hashem Tasha, what are you giving it back? I mean, this is fakir. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you money to do what you're supposed to do, good things with it. So he said that he sold me a chamor. He sold me, he didn't sell me a diamond. And the diamonds are mine. Al-Pidin, there was plenty of place to be matir. And when Talmidim said, Berus Hashem Tashir. Yeshiva Shotach did not possess anything that wasn't built on emes all the way down. If a person has things that come from nowhere, then he's lucky in emunis. You're right, al pidin he can keep it, he doesn't have to get back, it's a toros akum, it's this, it's that. But tachlis, it means that in Shimon ben Shotach's mitzias, there is something that is lacking. He has things floating around that are not him. They're not his Yigiyas Kapayim. We spoke about Yaakov Avinu, why he went back for the Pachim Tanim. Because it says, L'roa Kerem Yomav. There was nothing in Yaakov Avinu's Metzias that was stam. Nothing floated around his Metzias. So Chazal say, "Minemunusa shel baser v'dom atalomed nemunusa shakadosh baruch hu." If the most central of all pictures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we're trying to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world is through the midah of Nemanis. The only way you bring a picture of Nemanis into the Bria, since Nemanis is a midah that's alien to the Bria, we bring it through Emes. You can say all the drushes you want about Emunah, prove HaKadosh Baruch Hu from 6,595 rayas with everything in the world. And it's nice. The biggest impression, if a person sees somebody return a dollar, and not a dollar, but a lot of money, when it didn't need to, and nobody knew about it, and it might have even been technically good, then a person says, you know, there must be something there. If there's a metzias of emunah and the bria, if in the bria there are things that even when it's not physically tangible, it's my word, I said, I owe it to him. You know, it's theoretically, it's the Ishmaeli's diamond. Fine, that's very nice, that's a theory. It's a legal theory. You could debate it. If somebody returns it when nothing in the world compelled him, then it means there are real things in the world that we don't see or feel. That's nemanis, that's emunah. Emunah is that there are no things in the world that are stam words, stam ideas, stam things. That's the meat of emunah. And it goes through the whole purvey of a person's mitzvah. A person learns not to say things that he's not going to keep. A person learns not to say things. I had a cousin, Chanan Vach, he was nifta young, he was a bacha, he was killed in a car accident. He had a midah of emes that was really extraordinary. And his Rebbe once, he gave it in a test, and there was a question he didn't answer. And his Rebbe said, you know, why don't you try answering it a little bit, and you get at least partial credit. So he said, what do you mean partial? If I don't know it, I don't know it. And if I don't know it 100%, then I know it zero. There's no such thing. I was a little magam game. I said some of the right words. I said part of the idea. It was a tremendous midah. If a person is misraggled to this midah, understanding, it's not just because he's saying the truth. He's giving substance to everything in the Bria. The vague things that don't have substance, he's giving substance to. If the person is a Neman, then the Pshat is, he brings the hardest meat into the world. He brings a moon into the world. He brings a Ni Hashem Neman into the world. And the Muna in Schar, the Muna as a Ni Hashem Lefra Schar is that the person, that there is nothing rake in the Bria. And nothing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's nothing empty in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the words, the mitzvahs, the ma'aseh, everything in the world becomes a mitzvah and stays around forever.